This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Last Friday, we held our first business meeting for 2026. We had quite a few items to discuss under general business, not the least of which was, do we wish to hold our annual convention again this year, and will we again host the 2026 Australian Fox Hunting Championships? Obviously, both of these events require a lot of organisation and legwork to get up and running. A committee is ideally formed with various volunteers tasked with the numerous jobs which must all dovetail together to ensure a well-run event that appeals to those who come along and make them like the idea of returning again the following year. There is catering to be arranged for the Sunday evening dinner, where we cater for 70-odd people enjoying a three-course sit-down dinner, prizes to organise, which entails one or more members traipsing around the mount and asking various business houses to help us out with either discounts or straight-out donations. We need to ensure that we have enough seating, and a booking system and payment options must be sorted out with someone to oversee this important task. Then we have to organise a team to oversee the running of our participation in the Generations in Jazz event, assuming that we are asked to help, of course, and a team is also required to effectively organising the running of our part in the 2026 Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb. For a small group with approximately 60 members spread over quite a large part of the lower southeast and western Victoria, I think that it is safe to say that we managed to punch above our weight. At times, we start to get a bit nervous that we will not be able to accomplish some of these tasks, but we always seem to have people step up and help to get the job done. So far, we have been doing this successfully for many years, with this year being the 21st year of the Hill Climb, and we've been doing the Generation in Jazz event now for a good number of years as well, with this year's event being the 29th running, and there will be a 25% greater school involvement this year. As you can see, we will be busy, and in between times we need to finish the setup of our club trailer, perform some small tweaks onto the outside broadcast hut, and attempt to improve the efficiency of our setup and breakdown of the infrastructure required for an efficient hill climb event. Busy, busy, busy. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week, and of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello everybody. This is Les, VKE5KLD, with this week's North East Radio Club news. Last Wednesday saw the return of the Coffee Club at the Tea Tree Gully Library, and it was very well attended, with lots of coffee and interesting chats. Now, the next Saturday Arvo meeting will be at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday the 24th of January. And this time it will be a grand sausage sizzle and a social event. So come along and join in the fun. Be good to see you there. Then on the next day, Sunday the 25th of January, on the VK5 RHO repeater, on 146.850 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, at 3:30 p.m. there will be the next episode of the Amateur Technical Segment. And this month's discussion will be about sonar, so that should be very interesting. And please come up on the callback at the end of the talk and let us know what you thought about it. Now, unfortunately, I have to announce that a long-time North East Radio Club member, John, VK5BXN, recently became a silent key. John could be heard regularly on the various repeaters and digital modes, working from his retirement home. And John recently attended one of the North East Radio Club Saturday Arvo meetings, and he rolled up in an access cab, and it was very great to see him there. Vale John, VK5BXN. Well, that's all for this time. Hope you're still staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And from Skark, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and hobbyists. This is VK5LSB, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club and its committee. The first 2026 club meeting for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club will be held this coming Wednesday, the 22nd of January, with doors opening around 18:30 hours local time, and all members are invited to attend so the new president and committee can be elected to carry the club forward in 2026. The South Coast Amateur Radio Club has been provided with a draft lease by the City of Onkaparinga Council for the Carol Arthur Hall facility to which the club is currently meeting, and this will facilitate a great home for the club moving forward into the future, with a long-term home for the club, but also where we can place some antennas on the hall. The lease will be available for reading this coming Wednesday, the 22nd of January, meeting at the club rooms located at Carol Arthur Hall, O'Sullivan's Beach. The club also hosts a coffee and chat morning on the third Wednesdays of the month down at the McLaren Vale Visitor Centre at McLaren Vale, which is located on Main Road, McLaren Vale, from around 10 a.m. And all are welcome to come along for a coffee and chat, where we can solve the problems of the world together. The South Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK5RSV 70cm C4FM WiseX repeater, is back up and operational and working well on the air following some repairs to the repeater, and is providing great coverage from across the southern Fruto Peninsula and Adelaide Plains, with operators from as far as Para Hills and Regency Park being able to access the repeater successfully. Thank you to Nathan, VK5OG, for coordinating and facilitating repairs to the repeater. The South Australian Repeater Group has continued to grow and develop across Adelaide, with quite a large number of amateur operators being involved in the group, with a widespread participation involvement with members from most amateur radio clubs around Adelaide now being involved. A few members of the group have been out and about across the Fruto Peninsula region, installing a few more metastatic nodes across the region, and they can be identified with the SARG name, that's S-A-R-G name, and the metastatic network continues to grow within South Australia. We look forward to seeing you at the first meeting of 2026 on Thursday the 22nd of January at 1900 hours, with doors opening around 18:30 hours at Carol Arthur Hall for the election of the new committee for 2026. Safe travels, and 73 from David, VK5LSB. Cheers all.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. This is Grant, VK5GR, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group with this week's news. First of all, at 10 a.m. today, Sunday, AREG will be launching the next Project Horus balloon flight. Flight 69 will be testing an upgrade to the telemetry beacon system, some changes to the Wenet camera, which will hopefully improve its autofocus, and we'll also be flying a meshtastic beacon for the SA Meshtastic Group. This launch is taking place from the Mount Barker High School Oval and will take to the skies at 10 a.m. local. Full details are, as always, available via the AREG website. Next up, we have an event for the fox hunters in Adelaide. We're going to run a Saturday afternoon hunt starting at 2 p.m. next Saturday on the 24th of January. The hunt will start from Beaumont Road off South Terrace in the Adelaide South Parklands. We're planning on running a foot hunt first, where we will have some sniffer gear available also for people to borrow if they don't have any, and they'll be able to attempt to find up to 5 small fox beacons hidden around the wetlands, before we head off on a 3-leg, 2-metre and 70cm hunt across the metropolitan area. The plan is to finish by approximately 5:30 p.m. and then gather somewhere for dinner. Liaison will be on the Link Repeater Network via 70cm, and this event is open to all, so if you want to come and try fox hunting, email us at vk5arg@areg.org.au and let us know you're interested. Now, for some advanced planning, the John Moyle Field Day contest is rapidly approaching, which is going to be held on Saturday and Sunday, March the 21st and 22nd. There are new rules being developed for this contest, aimed at reinvigorating the event and getting more people out on the air. AREG is already planning to participate at a portable location down on Hindmarsh Island, and we'd think it'd be great to see more VK5 clubs and individuals take part too. So how about it? Why not give some thought to setting up a club station portable in the field day and joining in? We hope to hear many VK5s on the air. Finally, last Friday, AREG held a workshop looking at how we're going to participate in this year's River Paddling Marathon 200 event in the Riverland over the June long weekend. This event sees canoes paddle from Berry to Morgan over a three-day event covering 200 kilometres of the Murray River. AREG for the past 12 years has led the team that provides the event communications, and lots of new ideas were being presented and a great discussion was had looking to shape the event for 2026. We'll talk more about the RPM 200 event in future broadcasts, as we're always looking for volunteers who'd like to come and enjoy a few days in South Australia's spectacular Riverland region. So that's all from me this week. 73's from Grant, VK5GR, on behalf of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.